Hi, I'm Colin Foley. This is my fourth reflective journal of the last semester here at Emory Henry College. Today I'm going to be talking about trust and how it's a very important concept and component of patient-practitioner relationships. And how do you gain that trust, and how do you think trust is important for successful outcomes? At the basis of trust with this patient-practitioner relationship, it's like any sport or program. If you don't buy into whatever you're doing, you're not going to get the best outcomes that you can potentially get. So you can build this trust to hopefully optimize those outcomes through showing them the research, the literature, meeting in the middle with some of their what they believe in, what they think is good for them. That might include their parents, depending on what setting you are. And also, you got to have that basis of having a good relationship, so then they just understand you as a individual, as a friend, or as a superior in some aspects. Those are good ways that you can gain patients' trust. And then you can continue to build this trust as you use different techniques, potentially goal setting, maybe visualization, just really getting deep into the literature and of what really works for the person. Sometimes it might vary depending on region, religion, beliefs, cultures, etc. So that's really a key important how you can build that trust. So why do you think trust is important for successful outcomes? Like I said in the beginning, if someone doesn't buy into the program, they're not really going to put forth everything they have for whatever they're doing. If they don't believe in it, they may not put everything in. Therefore, you might get 75% of what they potentially could have gotten. So that is really important. And you just want to have them trust just in case something happens later on. Maybe it might be something mental health related, or might be something that's a little more personal. And you want to be there as their friend, their healthcare provider, because ATs are there. They see these people a lot more than a lot of healthcare providers. And sometimes we might be able to realize things are going on that most people do not. So that's really why it's important to have that trust. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.